Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com.
But I woke up one day and I realized, you know, like there was a moment where I was in nature and I was reminded of the holiness of nature, of just to be present in the woods, like just to be in the embrace of the forest was so holy. It was such a profound, holy moment for me. Right, I had this feeling of my divine connection with everything. I was connected to all the trees. I was connected to the earth. I was connected to the birds. I was connected to it all. And it was a holy moment, and there was no church around. And I was not dressed in a white robe. And I felt as one with all of life. I felt so alive. I felt so liberated. I felt so free. I felt so me in this place. And then the realization that not only am I in this natural environment that is teeming with life and there's holiness all around me, like everything that the ants are doing and everything that's going on all around me, all of the life that is merging and emerging and growing, this is holiness happening right now. You know, if you sit down and look at grass, you can actually, can you get to the point in your stillness where you can see grass grow? Because you can. You can get to a point where you're in such a deep observation and you're just bearing witness to the life that is around you, that you begin to know that you're not, that you're a part of all of this. You are in an orchestration with all of this life, that you're not here in dominion over it, but you are a unique part of all that's living. So, you know, for me, when I woke up, When I spiritually woke up, I went to churches to find God, and I couldn't find God. This feeling that I had, like this awakening, like this, I had this moment of this awakening where I was complete love, and there was, and I was eternal, and this woke me up. So then that feeling, that holy moment, sent me on a journey to find God. This was, you know, 1998. Right? July the 28th was when this experience happened for me. And I went into the churches and I was looking for the holy place where God was. And then I wasn't finding it. And so I remember just retreating into the woods, because the woods was a place for me when I was a child. Mother Earth has always been there for me, and she's always been my protector and my guardian. And I remember going into the woods and having this awareness that, oh, this is where holiness resides. This is where the divine lives. Right here in the beauty of the surrounding. And I got to remember, you know, that everything is holy. Everything is holy. All life is holy. All life is holy. All life is holy. My life is holy. Your life is holy. The animal kingdom is holy. That life is holy. The forest, the living trees, the living beings, the mountains, the soil, the water, it is all holy. It is all alive. Therefore, it is all holy. Everything is living. Everything is vibrating. It's all holy. That coffee mug is holy. It is holy, because if you were to grind that coffee mug up and look at it under a microscope, it's moving. There are living molecules. There are molecules in that coffee cup that are alive. But we don't see it that way. We see these things as inanimate and animate objects. Everything's animate. Everything's moving. Some things are just moving so slowly or so quickly that you can't decipher it. So everything is holy. But I also want to get to this thing about holy places too, because I went to the Grand Canyon and I had one of the holiest moments of my life. It shredded me down to the core of my being. Mother Earth came to me up out of that canyon and she stood right before me in all of her magnificence and beauty. And I knew that I was a child of this earth, and I knew that that was my mother, and she is powerful and beautiful and fierce and strong. And I remember leaving the Grand Canyon and my heart just sinking that I was leaving my mother. And I was crying and I was just so heartbroken. And I have this experience. I do weep every time I leave this place because of what it stirs within me. But I remember having like this just deep sadness, you know, kind of like leaving my physical mom. And then coming home and being scolded. I totally got scolded by Mother Earth. Because when I came home and I went walking in my own park, she scolded me and she said, you know, because I was having this like, oh, I wish I were in the Grand Canyon right now. And she came back and she says, stop it right now. Do you not understand that all ground is holy? All of it. Where you are right now is absolutely holy. I am here. I am here. I am here just as magnificent and as beautiful as I am in the canyon. There is no difference. It is still me. It's a different expression of me, and it's all holy. And so then I began to fall back in love because I stopped seeing, like Bob was saying, we stop seeing over because we're so, it just becomes so normalized to us. I stopped seeing the beauty of my own hometown, of my own beautiful, magnificent Ozark Mountains, the Missouri River, the beauty, the oak trees, the magnificence. And this would happen to me in Hawaii too. Like I'd be in Hawaii and it was like, oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then I'd kind of like have these feelings about like St. Louis, like, yeah, well, St. Louis isn't. No, St. Louis is just as beautiful in a different way. That's the diversity of all of us too. Like all of us, as far as like our people, we're people on the other side of the planet are just as beautiful as they are here in a different way. It's all of it. And it's all holy. It's all holy. It's not even holy now. It always was holy. There is no, it wasn't holy before. And so now it's all holy. No, it was always, always, always holy. It was always holy. It's always been holy. It's infinitely, eternally, forever will be holy. Because that's what it is. You know, we are living in a holy now moment. Like we're living in the eternal present now moment, which is always happening right now. It's always now, but that's the only now. Now doesn't set a marker as to what was before and what's after. Because it's always now. And it's all holy. And it's all beautiful. And the diversity of the earth, the Arctic, the tropical, the desert, all of that is holy and beautiful. It's just like our human family. All over the world, from the desert, from the rainforest, from Antarctica, from all, they're all holy too. It's all holy. We need to stop with this idea that when things we have the opportunity to embrace our beloved global family in a beautiful way in recognizing that we are all holy. And that these are holy times and we're sharing all of our holiness together. This is a high holy time. There's lots of, you know, there's a lot of people who have that experience or relationship with holy, that, you know, the church relationship of holy or the holiday relationship of holy, but they don't bring holiness into their everyday lives. I invite you, bring the sacred into your life on a daily basis. Bring holiness back into your life. Recognize that you are holy. You are holy. You. You are holy. When you understand that you are holy, you will treat yourself in a whole different way. You will love yourself and honor yourself. Oh my gosh. Right? So everything is holy. We are holy. This is a beautiful, holy life that we're living. We have to remember that. I had to remember that. I had to be scolded by Mother Earth for not seeing the beauty everywhere. Everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Just look for it. It's everywhere. All right. That's what I got.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.